number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Here on this Monday, you just heard Brian Callahan spew out a bunch of BS. I love how there's two things. Sometimes you can kind of tell he didn't want to throw somebody under the bus, but half the time I think it's because he doesn't know. He just like has no clue. So his response is, well, yeah, we're going to keep that between us. Paul, I don't want to answer your question. Even though it's a really good question, you have every right to ask the question. I don't want to answer it, so I'm going to just say we're going to keep that between us.
Then I just it's the same thing. I don't know if we're winning or losing over there. It's really hard to tell because
secret. I got a secret.
Yeah, I don't understand it. But look, he's something. I thought he'd take four questions today. Thought he'd take four and like, hey, last one, and then keep on going on. And then so they did. But
he did go a lot longer than I thought he would.
Play it.
That's what she said.
No, we like it when you play it. It's better that way. When you find it, okay.
He wasn't ready.
you have trained us like dogs. We know the reaction. We wait for those things to do all of that. Look, to me, it's a dead man walking. He gave me no hope. There is no hope over there. And we've talked about hope. You got no hope, you're done. I mean, the slightest hope, you got a chance, but there's nothing there.
Do you have the exchange on play calling? Well, can you play that real quick?
On the sequence at the end of the half, you're talking about, you know, deciding, going back and forth about whether or not to kick or go for it. Who all is kind of involved in that conversation and just kind of how did it go down in terms of that?
Yeah, I mean, those conversations, just as of before, like I'll keep those in-house. Those are you know,
because you don't know
information.
You're going to keep it in-house because you don't freaking know.
There's people involved in it. We got a process that I believe in, has been good for us over the course of my time here. And, you know, the decision is what it was, and I addressed it after the game. But, yeah, there's a lot of people that work on that stuff.
What were the analytics kind of saying on that front? What did your team's particular analytics?
This isn't the one. There was one specifically asked about
giving up play calling.
Giving up play calling, and that's what I said.
That's still good, though, because it's still talking about he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know. He has no idea of what's going on in most facets of the football game beyond – the obvious of like being
all
a coach.
Given some of these miscues and some of the offensive struggles, has there been any consideration into giving over play calling to Bo or Nick or any of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, everything's under evaluation right now at 0-3. Certainly, it's all a part of it. That's players in their roles. That's everything. I mean, we got to find a way to put ourselves in position to win a game. So we're evaluating everything.
Will you give over play calling?
There's nothing to add to it.
Yeah. Yeah, everything's under consideration. So, do you think you'll get a play call? Nah, probably
Chase,
not.
Did you take the cookie out of the cookie jar with the cookie in your hand? I don't think I did. I'm not sure. I don't know.
I do not recall.
You got the cookie in your hand. Well, I mean, it's under consideration, but I'm not sure what's going to happen here. I'm even more confused after the press conference I was yesterday.
Do you think at this point he just knows, like, yeah, I'm going to get fired eventually, so just whatever.
How do you not look at what you've done and think, how can he look at himself and say, I've done a good job?
I wish – and look, those were good questions today, like especially right. I thought TD and PK, they were not holding back and asking some good questions. And look, here's the deal. The bottom line in all of this, you've gone on and done pissed off Jim Wyatt now. Like, did you read his thing on the website?
Jimmy.
No, he said – oh, here, now I got to pull it up, and I'll read it verbatim. But you can tell you've pissed Jimmy Wyatt off.
I thought about starting a GoFundMe for PTSD for Jimmy.
This is what it says, end of the first half. If you're looking for someone to rip the head coach or to question everything that's wrong with this 0-3 football team, then the team website isn't the place you're going to find it. But I was sitting in my press box seat at the 50-yard line for Sunday's game, so I plainly saw what happened at the end of the first half, and I would be lying if I said it was anything but a mess.
Jimmy?
If anybody – I'm going to tell you this right now. If anybody over there messes with Jim Wyatt because of that, you're going to have to deal with me, you, a Broadway legend, and Nick Frazier, because we're going to be busting through those gates to bust some heads.
Would it not be
– don't mess with Jim Wyatt.
Would it not be the best if they make Jim run laps?
Or it would be such a tight Titans thing to do of say, like, well, The coach sucks. He doesn't know what he's doing. The team's terrible. But, yeah, let's fire the writer because he, you know, made a quip.
Here's Jim Wyatt running laps around St. Thomas Sports Park for the questioning doing there. Look, what's the old adage? Lipstick on a pig is still a pig, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we hear that all the time. And this is the same way. There's no leadership. There's no direction. Here's the part that gets me. There's no fight. Teams can be bad, but they'll fight you. This team doesn't want to fight you.
Do you remember when there was all this talk about Greer Stadium and building a new stadium and all this stuff? This is when we had, you know, before we had to worry about a football team. And they were like, well, we've done all these upgrades to Greer Stadium, and all they did was paint it.
Yeah, that's right.
What this feels like.
Yeah, but I mean, there's nothing. I asked Derek Mason yesterday on the pregame show, who scares you on this team?
Nobody.
And he's like, I said, you got my answer. If you got to go searching for an answer of who scares you on this football team, then you got nobody on that. He's like, yeah, you're right. I'm like, yeah, it's not going to happen because there's no fight. That's why you trade Simmons, you try to trade other players, you get the assets, and you go forward that way. You're 0-3, and you're the worst team in football, and you're not going anywhere, and it's not getting any better anytime soon.
Wes and Herman, it's Chase and Joe. Real serious question. I truly don't know. In all seriousness, what's worse for the team, firing Callahan now or at the end of the season? I think keeping him could really hurt the team, but so could firing him now. Man, this is such a bleep show.
I'd fire him now. If you know it's not working.
I'd go ahead and do it. Yeah. I don't think you have – there's nothing to be gained from keeping him because you know he's not the guy.
Well, like, I mean, what's going to happen – Sunday, the game's Sunday. We're going to the game Sunday thinking, all right, how bad can it get today?
Yeah.
And if you're expecting that – then bad things are going to happen. It's just not getting any better. We went through this with Wisenhunt. There comes a moment where it's like, all right, we got to move on. Here's what's happened. Take care, Ken. He was 3-20. If they don't win a game on this road trip, when they come back to town, Brian Callahan is 3-20.
I don't recall saying take care. We'll continue this. And also the match game.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten to that yet. We'll do that next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Monday. Some reaction to the Titans. They lose again. The head coach doesn't know what he's doing, but there you go.
He's definitely not a Cowboy. Cowboys are strong, confident, tough. This guy's like, I'm going to keep this in-house. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's there. It's more the same, man. It got to where Jeff Fisher in that last year, the press conference, you could run the same soundbite week 3, week 5, week 9, week 12, week 4. Didn't matter. It was all the same gibbly goo. And this is what we got now going on for Mr. Callahan over there. It's not something like, oh my gosh.
So if they go to Houston and get just the brakes beat off of, even if they lose, let's just say they go lose. Like, that's it, right? In that the
well,
nail?
Part of me wants to say yes. Part of me wants to see 0-17.
I know, right?
Right? The Lions in 08 were the worst at 0-16, right? So this would be something. I don't see them winning a game. The Jags aren't that bad. They're playing well.
They're not.
I mean, Texas might be the worst team you're playing for a while.
So I'm also curious – uh-oh. Of how much certain people in the city of Nashville are sitting there going, huh, Titans aren't very good. We got this stadium being built. The Saudis took our WrestleMania. Super Bowl doesn't appear close. This could be bad.
What are you going to do, unbuild it?
No, I mean, just like, do you think some of that's going on? Because we all know that the city and state put more money into it than they did.
Yeah.
Which, how the hell did that happen?
Yeah, because they hoodwinked the damn city.
Twice.
Yeah, twice. Twice they did this. If you live in Davidson County, you like your property taxes? You see what's happening there?
Yeah.
It's all tied in. Don't get me started, man. I mean, this is all you have – when the NFL could write every city a check for $3 billion to build a stadium, yet you're going to the city, and they got their money. City gave in. Here you go. To see games and concerts that we ain't going to see. Right. Where are we for these concerts?
Mike in Lebanon says, I'm keeping my text in-house, so that's all I can say about that.
Might as well. Everybody else is doing that. You know, and Callahan was right. Winning makes things different. Yeah, they do. You've shown that you can't win. You're 3-17. Look, if you're 3-17 and you lose by 3 points and there's fight in the team, I get it, man, because you're going to break through. There's nothing there. When the opposing team is telling you that you're not that your team isn't ready to play, that's something. And then he kind of disputed it a little bit.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
All right, so our match game. You have come up with the match game because he was asked about talking to Amy, but he keeps that in-house. So
we
got to
have
us.
Fun. We got to laugh for this. All right, Dr. Crane, hit it. All right, match game. Here we go. Y'all's responses are always really good. Here's the response. After yesterday's loss to the Indianapolis Colts, Amy Adams Strunk called Bryan Adams. I'm going home. Screw this. Amy Adams Strunk called Brian Callahan into her office, and she said, Brian, that's the worst thing I've seen at Nissan Stadium since blank. Amy Adams called Brian Callahan into her office and said, Brian, that game versus the Colts is the worst thing I've ever seen at Nissan Stadium since blank. Chase McCabe, you're up first.
Please keep these FCC compliant.
Right.
That was the worst thing that I've seen at Nissan Stadium since but my father clogged up the toilet in the owner's suite.
Did he?
I don't know, but I'm making it
up. Oh, okay. I was like, because that's not being topped. That's the greatest. I say that's the worst thing in Nissan Stadium I've seen since Florida-Georgia Line played there during Fan Fest back in 2014. That's how bad it is. Dr. Crane.
I would say it's the worst thing since Garth Brooks, I guess, something with an Upper Decker in the bathroom. I'm going along with Chase's little toilet bowl thing.
What? Is that like a slump buster? What the hell? What?
Is that what the
Upper Decker, you ever heard of that?
You know what?
It's from The Office.
There's not even one of those in the NFL. The Titans are that right now.
From the top rope, and some may say.
Well, there was that night it rained on Garth when he had the concert and it got postponed and all that stuff.
Yeah, so I would say it's the Upper Decker in the toilet.
Okay. All right, but this is just bad. This really, really, I mean, it's the worst thing. I mean, that was yesterday was one of the worst things I've ever seen in Nissan Stadium since Florida Georgia Line.
I can't read
that. They're terrible.
Of these. 1652 says since Motley Crue in 2022.
Was that the one he was just screaming?
Yeah.
Bah! Bah!
Last week. That's the worst thing I've seen since last week.
Right. Although there's a little fight versus the Rams.
Kevin said, worst thing I've seen since Cirque du Soleil set the field on fire before the game even started. That wasn't them. That was the game ops crew. That was for the entrances. They used to have the fire that shot out and it fell over.
Sure was. And it burned the Channel 4 camera guy.
I was standing right next to it.
Remember when T-Rack ran over the Saints quarterback?
Yep.
That was 2006.
TD from Nashville says, worst thing I've seen since I had to prep for my colonoscopy.
That's funny because it's true because we've all been through that.
Austin said, Amy Adams Strunk said, it's the worst thing I've seen since my dad gave the finger to Nissan Stadium.
Oh, that's still one of the greatest days ever, man.
Worst thing I've seen, this is a good one, worst thing I've seen at Nissan Stadium since the flood.
Oh, that hurts too because that flood was bad.
It was bad, but the whole stadium got flooded.
Right.
So there's that. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll have some fun with this, and we got to laugh in a time of misery. So we will do that, and also John McClain will join us at 2 o'clock. That's the Mike in Lebanon. That's the worst thing I've seen since being told my private plane wasn't ready to take me back to Houston.
Or the private plane gets taken by one of the kids to Napa Valley and it's not around to bring somebody back from the draft, I was told, allegedly. Yeah,
that's right. That is very true. But you know what? Everything is fine. Everything's beautiful. That's what they want you to think. We'll have more on that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Reaction Monday. Of course, we will have John McClain coming up here in just a few. So looking forward to talking to him.
His football team down in Houston's not doing well either, and they face each other on Sunday, 0-3 versus 0-3.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful, let me tell you.
Somebody the other day said, told somebody, the conversation that I was overhearing about booing, right? And they said, you shouldn't boo. And this guy said, I pay my money, I could boo. We can't tell people not to boo, right? I can't you not to boo.
You have the right to express yourself.
Yeah, right? So to tell people not to boo.
Not to go down this road right now, but freedom of speech.
Right, okay. You know. I was not at the game yesterday, but I mean, there were on your TV, there were a lot of boos coming down.
If you want to boo, you can boo. So.
What about if you want to be a boo?
Well.
What about a rib?
McRib?
Doesn't matter, man.
Betty Boo?
I just want to get that off my chest. I mean, it's if you want to boo-boo, it's fine. I don't. You got all right to boo. Like, you pay the money, do whatever.
Nick, do you have a boo-boo?
No, I think I'm okay. I don't
you
think I have
your foot was hurting earlier.
Yeah, but nobody wants to hear about my feet. I'm not like Joe Rexroad and has gout,
but
unfortunately.
Rex Ryan's listening. He wants to hear about your feet.
He's got some good teeth,
so
man.
So does Rick.
They'd love to hear about your feet.
Do people on the text line have a foot fetish?
I don't know.
One ex-NFL coach who lives here in Nashville does.
Yeah, really? I mean, that's well documented.
Big, yeah, don't look it up, but he does. I think feet are disgusting.
They are.
I do too. Yeah, I don't
unless they're my granddaughters. No, they're beautiful. Other than that, they're not.
They're nature's trash bin, as I like to call them.
Huh?
They collect everything. There are people that walk around barefoot. I mean, I'm
well. There's some
of it,
doctor out there that says you should. The reason our feet hurt is because we don't walk around on the earth, like all natural. Like walk around and have your feet press the earth and all that. I'm like,
I'll debunk that one.
Same here, man. I'm not doing that.
I walk on gravel barefoot all the time to get the mail.
Let me tell you something real quick. I got athlete's foot in college playing football in the shower, and it's terrible, terrible. And Chase has seen, I had seen this, but he knows when we have to stay in the same room, I wear flip-flops.
You do.
Yeah. Everywhere. In the shower. I don't care how clean the I wear flip-flops in the shower today in my own house because that's just the way I've been conditioned for 40 years.
You can always get some bleach and just bleach the floor in the shower.
I'm not doing it. I had it so bad at college that I missed a week of practice. It was that bad.
You turned purple?
It was awful. Because it wasn't sanitized. And so whenever I travel, I always wear flip-flops in the shower. YMCA, love ya. I ain't getting that shower without with my bare feet. Not at all. All right, thanks for coming to Joe's Neighborhood. Back to the regular programming.
What's grosser, feet or what we're seeing at Nissan Stadium right now?
I'm going feet.
Yeah, probably.
But it's getting close.
It's close.
It's getting damn close right now to all that. And you guys, all the reaction, you guys are so funny. We have to laugh, otherwise we cry, right? What did our friend Jimmy Buffett say?
If we couldn't laugh, we would all go insane.
We'd all go insane.
But in all seriousness, I think now you really got to start the fire sale. Trying to trade some guys off, Jeffrey Simmons being number one of them. Get those assets.
Who else goes? Try to get rid of Snead.
Yeah. Anybody you can.
Would you trade a Skoronski?
No. I would keep – basically, if you are a three-year player and lower, I'm keeping you.
Okay.
But anybody beyond that, I'm shopping.
So, Simmons – Snead,
Pollard,
Monty Hooker.
He could be the exception to the rule. You did just sign him to an extension, and he's a leader on your team.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any of those.
Quiet, good leader.
Yeah. By the way, and like I do respect Jeffrey Simmons. He was trying to defend a little bit yesterday, Callahan and stuff, and it's just like, man, well, it's somebody, a losing battle.
Somebody sent me a stat line throughout the game, but when you're getting double teamed by a very good Colts line, you're not going to do much, and he didn't do much. And don't come and say, wow, good player gets – no, good players hardly ever get past double teams. Very few do. Aaron Donald being one of the guys ever that's done that, it's just really difficult to do that when the offensive line is really good. So don't bring me the stat line yesterday because it was just bad overall for everybody.
Al says, hell, I listen to you guys every day while working from home, and I have loudly booed your show many times. The neighbors complained to the HOA. Thank you, Al.
Look, as long as you're listening, you could boo us as much as we do. We don't. We love it, and we don't care that you boo us.
I do wonder, and they won't do it. They're about to be gone for 3 weeks, but we're at the time now. I'd like to hear from Mike Borgonzi more than anyone. I know. But just, you know.
What are you asking?
Humor me for a second.
All right.
Well, give me an evaluation. Where are you at on this? And are you willing to start moving assets? And see what he says. Yeah, I know.
I love this because it makes me laugh because the deflection is always answer a question with a question.
Yeah.
So it's like, where are you at on this? And he's like, where are you at? Are you willing to start trading?
Well, what do you think?
Are you willing to trade assets?
Would you be open?
Are you?
Would you be open to trading Jeffrey Simmons? Would you?
The whole time. I would do it the whole time.
I actually would respect him if like that's how he answered every question. How would you evaluate Brian Callahan right now? Well, I don't know. What do you think?
That's a great one.
Are you going to fire him? I don't know. Are you going to fire him?
it's the scene from 40-Year-Old Virgin, right? When he's talking to Steve Carell's talking to the girl in the bookstore.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing tonight? She's like, I don't know. What are you doing tonight? I mean, just keep going on like that the whole time. I would absolutely cry if that's what it is. But Borgonzi's not. He knows better. He's walking into, as Derek Dooley called SEC Media Days, I'm walking into the lion's den. He's not going to do it.
So Josh says, can we trade the coach as well? This is what you would get if you called a team to say, hey, we'd like to trade you Brian Callahan. You would hear that.
I mean, even the Washington Generals wouldn't take Brian Callahan right now. Who's the team? Don't the Savannah Bananas have like a team they beat the snot out of each week? They wouldn't want Brian Callahan. This wouldn't want it. This is what happens, Brian, when you come in here and you're 3-17 in a year and a half.
Okay, so I got a question. 6336 says, oh, you will Callahan want make it back from the road trip? And I'm confused if this is just a bad voice to text or if this is this stupid Twitter thing that's people are doing right now where they write something that makes no sense.
Is it like Kevin Malone in The Office where he leaves words out to save time?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. There's no – he does not – at 0-6, he does not come back as a head coach. He does not.
He can't.
Oh, and Vrabel's in town? I mean, this is shaping up to be the worst-case scenario on October the 19th. You're 0-6, and the guy that you hated is bringing his football team into town on that Sunday. I don't see it other way, happening the other way. I don't see you winning a game on this road trip. I don't.
I don't see them winning a game on this schedule the way that they're playing right now.
Uh-uh.
By the way, here's my favorite thing. You go to the website, right? And the first thing is 6 things that stood out for the Titans in Sunday's loss to the Colts. And they have a picture of Mike Keith. what are we doing?
Somebody told me that they cut off Mike Keith's speech on the radio.
I don't know.
I wasn't listening, so I don't know. I hope not. I mean, it's bad enough Amy didn't talk that during that.
I want to be really careful how I say this, but I feel like Mike is glad to be a Tennessee Vol now.
Oh. 1,000%.
And look, he deserved everything he got yesterday. That was awesome. Like, they did a nice tribute on the radio, stuff in stadium, you know, the Ring of Honor, the radio booth. I mean, Mike's a legend. But, I mean, I can only imagine. And he got to Tennessee at a really good time. You know, things are clicking with Heupel. You know, they absolutely mopped the floor with UAB.
Yes.
which I know – by the way, we were right about two things. We were right about that, and we were right about Vandy kept receipts, and they stomped a mud hole and walked it dry against Georgia State. I think it was 1918 was the last time they dropped 70 on somebody.
70. Big time. Big time over Georgia State. And then Tennessee beating UAB. They took the gas off.
Yeah, they did.
Because they were up because Dilfer was taking pictures. Did you see this?
No.
Dilfer was taking pictures before and during the game. First question he's asked, why is your phone out taking pictures? He says, my daughter's about to give birth to my grandson, and I wanted to document the environment for her. It was, and then he said he FaceTimed her.
In the middle of the game.
Right at the beginning of the game. So this is a head coach FaceTiming his daughter.
What the hell is going on in college football right now? We got girlfriends coming down on the sideline to hang out with Belichick, and we got Dilfer taking selfies and videos for in the middle of the game.
That Carolina thing gets worse by the day. I mean, I think he's there maybe 2 years.
Oh, I think it's one and done.
2 years maybe. I mean, you have seen that you can't coach at every level, and that's fine.
I'm going to ask you I'm going to ask you a question, and you're probably going to guess what it is, but I'm going to do it when we come back.
Okay.
And it involves Belichick. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com. It's Chase and Big Joe, 1025 The Game. Last night was the 21st night of September. Well done. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. So before we go back to the phones, I want to ask you this question. Right now, I could offer you Bill Belichick to the Titans over Brian Callahan. Would you take that?
100%.
In a heartbeat, right?
Right now.
As messed up as it is at North Carolina with him, I think there are a few NFL teams that would probably sign up for that. I think he's going to get calls.
Yeah.
Because he got a few this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be shocked if it was one and done if the right NFL team called.
I would. North Carolina, this experiment's not doing well. They're not good. He's not built for that. He's built for the pros.
Yeah.
He's built for pros. Dispute what you want about Bill Belichick. He has an eye for talent. Boy, does he ever.
Hey-o.
knock, knock. So he knows – football players. I mean, I get you had Brady and all the games. I understand that. But he brought a lot of good players in that nobody gave a chance to, and he gave a chance to New England. Hell, they inducted Edelman into their Hall of Fame this weekend. I would in a heartbeat. He knows the ins and knows how to find guys. Absolutely. He can't do it in college. It's different. No. But I'm telling you, we're not.
He can find girls, though.
He sure can. Anywhere. But he is. I would do it right now. I just think North Carolina is so off the radar now that it's not really worth talking about. It's just they're done. Really bad. The UCF just pushed them around the field last Saturday.
Central that pushed them around the field. Let's go back to the phones. Kenny the mailman wants to weigh in. Hi, Kenny.
Hello, good friends.
What's up?
Two quick things. One, during the interview of the coach, he said he wasn't going to name the people that was helping him. But they've served him well since they've been there. They've won three games. They haven't served anything well. I mean, no food, no drink, nothing. I mean, you just said it. Think about it. We're listening to, like, The Office every time they do a press conference. But get this. I don't know if this has crossed those wires yet. This is a true story. Allegedly, there's a federal investigation in Ticketmaster, the Titans, and of all people, the Kroger Corporation, for holding back tickets, shoving them into the resale market, and they were expecting to triple their money on these moves. And it's like, I question any businessman who thinks he's going to make money reselling Titan tickets.
Oh, no. I haven't seen that anywhere.
Absolutely. It's a federal investigation put up on the computer. And of all the teams, where it's not the Packers, it's not the Jets, is Ticketmaster, Titans, and the Kroger Corporation.
Holy cow.
I'm going like, you got to be – was it the same people running Enron?
Yeah. I mean, this just came out. In September 2025, Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Scrimeti joined a federal lawsuit against Ticketmaster, its parent company Live Nation. Allegations, a lawsuit alleges that Ticketmaster and Live Nation knowingly allowed ticket scalpers to use bot software and create fraudulent accounts to buy up large quantities of tickets. Holy cow.
But they have enlarged that to the Titans and the Kroger Corporation.
Oh, my goodness.
And these are the same people that are wanting our tax dollars. I hope she loses her belt buckle next week. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Let's see you later.
All right. Thank you, Kenny. Kenny drops in like Walter Cronkite on us.
Yep, that was good. Thank you, Kenny.
Some breaking news on that. Big time news on that. It came out. There's one came out in May. This most recent one, Tennessee joined it here in September of 25. Oh, man. It's going to get worse before it gets better. I don't see.
And look, you know the sad part is in, you know, thinking about this and wanting to like – wish there was something good to talk about. I mean, we should be talking about Vanderbilt being good.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, we're not. You know, the Predators played a doubleheader yesterday. And
They won both.
I mean, Florida wasn't playing anybody. But, you know, it was good to see Forsberg and Yossi and Saros and Brady Martin, the first-round pick. So, I mean, that was cool.
How'd Saros look?
Good. Gave up one, but that was it. So, no, it was good.
When's the next one?
Tuesday.
At home?
Yep. Tampa Bay. You can hear that right here on 102.5 The Game.
Nice.
So, yeah,
good times. I dig it. But, you know, yeah, look at On3 had their Heisman poll out today, and Pavi is now at number 4. Mm. I'm telling you, he's getting to New York City. You knock off Bama.
Oh.
Easier said than done.
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah. I think there's a good chance of it. By the way, the SEC announced the protected opponents for all 16 teams with the new 9-game schedule. Tennessee will be Alabama, Kentucky, Vanderbilt.
Yes.
Vanderbilt's will be Tennessee, Mississippi State, and Auburn.
Auburn, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is what it is, right? I mean, we could argue all day of who should be there, who should not be there. But
Alabama is Tennessee, Auburn, and Mississippi State.
Yes.
Texas is A&M, Oklahoma, and Arkansas.
Arkansas, yeah. I mean, it's fun. I mean, it's there's some good, and you know, it'll be you add more games, in-conference games, more fun. I mean, we'll see what happens, but that's the way it was going to go, way it was going to happen. And so some of like, you know, Vanderbilt, Mississippi State, they like understand that. I don't, but nobody asked me, which is fine. Still got to win the games on your schedule.
Looks like Bruce Pearl has made it official because Auburn has put out a video with him, and it says, "Dear Auburn family, I truly love you." So,
somebody sent a note, and I saw it on Twitter, I think it was, that he waited till today because I don't know this is whether or not this is true or not. I don't know. Some clause kicked in where Steven automatically becomes the head. So Auburn couldn't look outside the family and get a coach if he waited till now. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but good for him.
Yep. So it is official. He is retiring with probably a political career ahead of him.
Well, if – I don't have the word. If Tuberville becomes the governor, does he not appoint his seat – maybe in a non-election year, you can appoint who – the governor has the power to appoint the senatorial seat, I guess, in a non-election year. But since it's a gubernatorial election and a senatorial one – that doesn't matter.
Gotcha.
Hey, we got your civics class here on 102.5 The Game, Chase Big Joe Show.
Yeah, we do. 615-737-1025. Let's go to Tom. He wants to weigh in. What's up, Tom?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
What's up, Tom?
First, congrats to Marcus Mariota for his win yesterday, and look forward to seeing Derrick Henry tonight. I like to see ex-Titans succeed. What I want to say is the defensive coach for the Titans, he should get some criticism. His secondary missed a lot of tackles yesterday. That's all I got.
All right. Thanks Tom. Appreciate it.
Now, that's a phone call. Job, Tom.
Straight into the point. I like it.
His third point.
No, he's right. The secondary wasn't very good yesterday. Dylan wants to weigh in. Hi, Dylan.
Hey, guys. So about the Mike Keith Ring of Honor thing, that was what made me absolutely lose my mind. So I've been watching this terrible game. I tune into the radio, you know, which is the only reason I'd go there to hear that crap radio station to hear Mike Keith get inducted. So I'm sitting there, and he said his speech. He's wrapping up. and he, it's one of those things where it's like, and in closing, I would like to, and it says, it never lasts long, and we're back to the game after these messages or whatever. So they cut him off, I swear. Like, the sponsors are going to lose it if they just let him finish his 30 seconds instead of running their ads. It made me so mad, and it's absolutely shameful that Amy Adams Strunk did not say anything yesterday. After everything he's been through with this team, he's been the face of them losing, them being terrible. He's been the constant. And for she being so petty that she can't even say anything, it absolutely made me lose it. And they, them cutting him off, I get it. He said the majority of his speech. Let him close. Let him finish. I don't care about the FCC. If your sponsors are going to get pissed, you don't run their little ads at the end. But that made me absolutely lose it, guys. This is a joke franchise. It's a shameful, shameful look. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Dylan. Appreciate it. Yeah. And look, he's right. He is 100%.
You're right.
But nothing shocks me anymore with them.
Right.
They keep they can't get out of their own way. That's the problem.
Is this as bad as it's ever been?
I think so. I think so. I mean, here, yeah. I mean, I don't know about in Houston, but I'd say here.
I just know, and gosh, when Wisenhut was let go in 15, that yet Mariota and you, there was a little like glimmer, right? There was a little glimmer,
and I think there's still that little glimmer with Cam Ward, but I think everybody is so afraid of them screwing him up, because you know, I mean, I don't know if Mariota, like, Locker got screwed up. Wisenhut ruined Jake Locker.
Yeah,
like absolutely ruined.
Right.
Now I don't think he was all that good anyway. I mean, he wasn't going to be what they hoped he would be. Mariota was kind of the same thing. You know, you eventually realize, like, he's not the franchise guy. Like, he's obviously lasted in the league. He's a backup, all that stuff. But I don't know with Cam Ward. But we'll talk to John McClain. We'll get his thoughts on it coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.